thousands of displaced people in Chad are the focus of evangelism. A Bible distribution ministry is seeing thousands of untouchables come to Christ in India. And 2005 is a record-breaking year for the Bible League. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, there are thousands of newly displaced Beria-speaking refugees in Chad after recent clashes in Sudan's Darfur state. In the ongoing crossfire, Audio Scripture Ministries Tom Dudenhofer says it's important that their new project move forward, especially for this heavily oppressed tribal group.
It causes, of course, any people group to have questions about why God allows these sorts of things to happen or who loves us in the midst of a situation where they're being persecuted and nobody seems to respond in the world. They're left to themselves. And so just being able to know that somebody cares for them in the midst of their suffering is a level of hope that can't even comprehend.
Dudenhofer says their material will be used for the first ever Christian radio program in the Berian language.
With the equipment that was originally sent over to be used with scripture recording, they're now in the process of providing material that's going to be used by the Berea believers to share with their friends that Jesus loves them.
Meanwhile, police action in northern India thwarted an active death threat against a partnering Gospel for Asia church. According to a report from Compass Direct, members of a believer's church met peacefully last week despite threats by Hindu extremists. Police warned that they would hold radicals responsible for harm done to the pastor or his church, canceling a reconversion ceremony. Authorities in the area say believers had a right to practice their religion, pray for the church's testimony even as they exercise that right. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new report released by the Dalit Christian Federation shows the need for more vocational training and employment for the poor. Bibles for the World's Moy Padidi says their outreach has helped thousands of untouchables come to Christ. Discipleship is a big part of the ministry, but there are also physical needs.
Our national pastors have expressed great concern about these Dalit converts who live at the bottom of society, barely eking out a living through begging, carrying garbage, and manual labor.
Padidi says what came next was a natural fit. The Dalits had a need, and the ministry did too.
We are putting them to work, wrapping the Bibles and putting the postage, and this way they'll be earning a living as well as keeping the dignity that they deserve. And so when someone contributes for a Bible to be sent, they're also giving employment to these untouchable outcasts.
If you'd like more information or want to help, go to our website. Next, while Little Samaritan Mission is a Christian radio broadcast network in Romania and Moldova, it's also a mission that's reaching out to the needs of orphaned and poor children in Moldova. Little Samaritan's Florine Pindic-Blodge says this Christmas season they're sharing the gospel thanks to those who contributed to their Face of a Child ministry.
6,500 packages were made Face of a Child. We had pictures of the children we gave to the sponsor here. We loaded containers and they are in Moldova now ready to be distributed. Plus, we expand to the poor villages.
Moldova is one of the poorest nations in Europe, says Pindic-Blodge, so Little Samaritan is also helping the poor through another ministry.
The 1st of October, we reopened the soup kitchen and it was a great joy to see those people, you know, who really depend on that bowl of soup.
And 2005 has become a milestone year for the Bible League in Romania. Country leaders say more than 1,000 churches have been planted since they started working in the region in 1993. In 2005 alone, national partners report 81 new churches and more than 18,000 new church members. More than 9,000 towns and villages are still without an evangelical presence. Your gift can help. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Mission Network News Church Bulletin insert is a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. It features news that encourages you to get out of the pew and involved in Great Commission outreach. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.